Men are stupid. Women are sexy. Let's talk about it. The show where we talk about men, the stupid things that they do, and how to keep you looking sexy. What's up? It's Trey Preston. Let's get to it.
Say, Trey, the situation I have going is I'm dating this guy, and we were talking for a while. We actually met online. Once we met up, he pretty much immediately kind of informed me that we were in a relationship. I kind of went with it because we were already talking. Things were going, you know, pretty good. And we were actually good. So probably about a month and a half into it, we're having a conversation as we normally did. And he hit me with, you're a really good friend. And that just kind of took me by surprise. And I asked him, I said, so we're friends? Because last I checked, you informed me that we were in a relationship, that we were together. And he was like, oh no, I have a lot going on. You're a good friend to me. But, you know, right now, we can't do a relationship, but I don't want you to be with anybody else. So, just kind of help me out here. How does that work?
Okay, so he mentioned that he had a lot going on.
Yes.
A lot of times, some men are a little bit more direct than you want to believe. As he mentioned, I have a lot going on. That could be work-related. That could be spiritually related. That could be with friends or family. That could be with another lady. Sometimes you have to take that little hint and run with it and understand he's saying exactly what the issue is. He has a lot going on, and because of that, he's not going to be able to focus on this particular situation. So it has nothing to do with you or something, you know, that you're not doing correctly or something you're doing incorrectly per se, but some men don't know how to balance issues in their life and conduct a romantic situation at the exact same time. So him coming out of the gate and saying, hey, I want to be in a relationship with you, that's because initially it felt comfortable, it's new, it's fun, it's exciting. A lot of people are like, oh, I met this person, you got to meet them and you got to come hang out and get to know them. As time passes, they realize they still have things that they need to sort on their end, you know? So he really has to take the time for himself and, you know, ties up some loose ends before he can focus on any kind of relationship.
And that's understandable. And I do get that. But I think the main part that tripped me up is that he didn't want me to be with anybody else in the meantime. But we're only friends.
Those situations make me laugh, usually. I call it, sometimes a man doesn't actually want to be in a relationship. And I stress that again. He doesn't want to be in a relationship, but he wants to be in a ship of relations, which means like a whole bunch of them, a bunch of people that he's interested in and he doesn't have to commit to, because right now he's having trouble committing to his own life and things that are probably going on. So until he's able to function on his own, it's hard for him to function in an actual relationship with someone else, if that makes sense. What up? It's Trey. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please share it with a friend. That would be dope. You can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, Anchor, whichever platform you guys use. It would be so freaking cool if you followed me on Instagram and Twitter, say_Trey. This would also make me very happy. I put out blog posts every single day just for you guys because I love you. Say-Trey.com. Go check it out. Read my post. You better subscribe and tell your friends. I love you. Men are stupid. Women are sexy. Let's talk about it. It's Trey Preston, and I'm out. Peace.